Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, a good evening and welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America. Thursday into a football Friday, a playoff, NFL playoff weekend. And also, right, playoff football Friday, but also a Monday night national championship game, Martin Luther King Day in Atlanta, at Mercedes-Benz between Ohio State and Notre Dame. Tyler Levine will be in for the whole hour. We look forward to that. We're going to have Paul Camerata on. He's the supervising producer at the NFL Films, Mount Laurel, New Jersey, which is basically Philadelphia, right across the river, right? And so, Paul Camerata will join us. The series of documentaries, I think it's MGM Plus is going to do this one. In fact, they are. This ought to be good. This one that'll debut tomorrow night, 10 East, will be on Kurt Warner. It's a NFL icon series. Also Joe Montana. I think I see DeMarcus Ware, a few others. I mean, we will get to Paul Camerata. Look forward to that. He'll lead off the first long segment of the overnight offering here on Sports Overnight America. So we will do that. And then obviously we're going to take a long, hard look at these games, culminating with a Monday night championship game, the aforementioned Ohio State-Notre Dame matchup. Ohio State seen as better than, I mean, I think it's double digits, or it will be, the favoritism that the Buckeyes will enjoy. But we shall see. Be interesting. It's interesting. Camerata's a Notre Dame guy, too. So that'll be the elephant in the room when we talk to him, but we'll save that towards the end of our discourse with him, so we look forward to that. We are presented by Geico Insurance, geicoinsurance.com, and also by Rocket Mortgage. Rocket Mortgage with great rates and obviously lowering interest rates brings a lot of people and first-time home buyers to the market, and that's one of Rocket Mortgage's specialties. RocketMortgage.com. Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine, Dominic Jimenez along the way as well as we roll into a Thursday night into the wee hours of a football Friday morning here on Sports Byline. Presented again by Geico and Rocket Mortgage. We'll kick it off with Paul Camerata, supervising producer, NFL Films. Coming right back.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and skip the regular line at the airport and pay for speedy security. Imagine not having to quickly unpack and pack at the place you already came back to. And wearing your shoes the whole time you're there? You can't put a price on that kind of luxury. Well, actually you can, and you paid for it. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for speedy security. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone.
Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today. InnovativeWellness.center. InnovativeWellness.center. And use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
All right, talking the world of sports here. We roll along here on a Thursday into a football Friday. Looking forward to it as a big weekend. And listen, we're at 8. We'll be down to 4. And then NFC Championship weekend on Sunday the 26th. 2 weeks out from there, it'll be Super Bowl 59. Very good spot here today. Very excited about this. Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine along the way. And we're being joined by Paul Camerata, supervising producer at NFL Films. It's an MGM Plus original docuseries, NFL Icons. And huge names, obviously, when you consider Joe Montana, DeMarcus Ware, Gale Sayers, and obviously Kurt Warner. And that's the one that's going to episode 401. It'll be up tomorrow on an MGM Plus. And we look forward to it, 10 o'clock Eastern time, NFL Icons, the Kurt Warner story. Paul Camerata, Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine, thanks for popping on. How are you, Paul?
I'm doing great, Marty. Tyler, appreciate you guys taking a few minutes to have me and to talk NFL Icons. We are excited about this, and we are, all of us, but me in particular here tonight, fired up to talk about it.
I'll fire the first question, but I'll make a statement before we let you go. The elephant in the room is you're a Notre Dame guy, so we're gonna hold your feet to the fire here before we say goodnight. So there you go. So let me ask you this, Paul. What's that? Let me just ask you this. You know, the old saying about Kurt Warner. And by the way, I'm in Des Moines, Iowa, and so I could literally hit a golf ball and hit the old Veterans Memorial Auditorium, where Kurt Warner toiled as a member of the Iowa Barnstormers. But, you know, sometimes Hollywood, you know, takes license with craziness. And if someone had left the country and come back and were told about Kurt Warner stocking grocery shelves coming out of northern Iowa, and then ultimately, you know, paving his way to the Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio, you'd say that movie would be too hokey. Hollywood, that script would never get the light of day. But the truth is better than fiction. We take the truth in points every time. So let's talk about this, how crazy his ascension was from virtually a nobody to the Hall of Fame. Let's hear.
Well, I think your point about the movie is apt in the sense that it's not, to get to Kurt Warner's real life story, you need like three movies. You need like Rocky, you need like Rudy. Might even need Brigadoon when you talk about St. Louis football coming and going into our lives the way that it has. But Kurt's story is purely magic, and I think it's a story about, you know, it's such a human story. You know, these are football players and football lives and football journeys, but you talk about qualities like persistence, like patience, like passion, faith, and they're words to a lot of people, but Kurt Warner is the absolute embodiment of every one of them. And it goes back before he's taken the Arizona Cardinals to the Super Bowl from obscurity, before he's getting to multiple Super Bowls and winning multiple MVPs with the Rams. It's Northern Iowa. It's not becoming an Iowa Hawkeye. It's coming out of a small town in Iowa and just having this huge dream and just never taking no for an answer. And doing it, you know what? I think this is important, too, at least for me. Makes it so magical. Really doing it with authenticity and humility and a smile and an energy on his face the whole way. You know, this wasn't like an angry chip on his shoulder kind of deal, right? This is a guy that loved life, loved the relationships around him, and made the most of every opportunity he was given. And when he wasn't given them, made the opportunities he needed to get to where he wanted to go. So there's something in Kurt Warner's story, to your point, that anyone who watches movies can appreciate.
Paul, Tyler Levine here. Absolute pleasure to have you on. I want to ask you about you because, I mean, 12-time Emmy Award-winning producer. You've worked on NFL The Grind, Hard Knocks, A Football Life, 30 for 30, and obviously NFL Icons as well. What is it about NFL Icons that's special, that really clicks with the people? Because it's one of my favorite series. It's one of the people's favorite series, and I can't wait to tune into the episode tomorrow. But from your perspective, you've done so much, accomplished so much over your 20-plus years at NFL Films. What is it about NFL Icons for you that's special?
I think these are movies that we make new for each episode, obviously. What we discovered both, I mean, we sort of tried to fashion this, but I think, I don't know if we realized it would play out as well as it did. These are stories that are sometimes literally decades in the making. And what I mean by that is not just, let me correct myself, not just the story is decades in the making, clearly someone's life journey, the movie is decades in the making. Because Icons take archives that go back to quite often childhood, most episodes of some element of childhood, but high school careers, college careers, and most notably, once a player gets to the NFL, he starts to come onto the radar of NFL Films. I mean, this is an institution that's been capturing and telling the story and mythologizing and documenting football for 60, almost 70 years now. And so Kurt Warner, the interviews you're going to see of him, the mic'd up sound, the field sound, the interviews of his peers and his coaches and his colleagues, we were capturing those in real time in the 90s and the aughts and everything else. So now we take all those elements, many of which people have never seen, and we build this modern story. And when the subject like Kurt is still with us, we get a new interview, we get modern perspective, we might account for elements in his life that no one's ever asked him about before. And so what you get is this, like I said, brand new movie. It's almost like you went into a time machine to make it. You know, sometimes we do brand new shows like Hard Knocks where we're in real time, we're capturing in the moment, we're putting it right on the air. And those are wonderful, and they show sort of one first draft of history, to use the old newspaper line. But with an Icon show, again, go in the time machine and see what someone was like and see them grow up before your very eyes. You see what their haircuts were like. You see how their voices changed. You see how their demeanors changed. And sometimes you see the things that didn't change. And those are the things that tell you as much about a person sometimes as what the evolution was. So I love Icons because it lets us unlock history in a way that we're digging up these treasures and we're holding them up to a new light to learn from and to be inspired by.
Paul Camerata, supervising producer, NFL Films. I like Tyler. I can't wait for this. So many people have taken a stab at this story, and some have done a decent job. I don't think anybody's really captured the essence yet, but we'll see it. I'm sure you guys will do a great job. And as Tyler mentioned, your credentials, very, very impressive. What don't we know about Kurt Warner? Was there resentment of his teammates? Some said he was a system quarterback, that it was the greatest show on turf that made him. He happened to catch lightning in a bottle. I mean, no matter what the guy did, he kept getting criticized and not believed. And all he did was keep his nose to the grindstone. Can you address, you know, kind of that perseverance and some of the stuff that he dealt with?
I mean, I think it's pretty transparent and known and discussed in the film. Kurt's faith is a bedrock in his life. I think you can't ignore that. I think we use his Hall of Fame speech from Canton as one of the framing devices in the film, and you get to hear some of his reflections, as I was mentioning, at that particular moment. One of the moments, it's not just his voice reflecting, but he points to his mom. He celebrates the role his mother played in his life. She's in the crowd. There's images of her, and he really pays tribute to her. So again, just like the faith, I think the family has been something. These foundational pieces in his life, you can't help but think or deduce that they were instrumental because they were there from the beginning, they've been there throughout, and he still cites them today, despite however, whatever, you know, fame and riches and all those type of things that people get, you know, pay a lot of attention to. For Kurt Warner, it still comes back to those fundamentals. And I think, you know, the other thing is it's really that simple for him, at least. Like, I think those things never wavered. And so you hear the stories of, you know, all the cuts, all the scholarship offers that didn't come, you know, the injuries, the breaking down on the side of a snowy road in an old, I think it was a GMC Jimmy, the way he told the story. Just sort of moments that aren't able to overcome, and Kurt just kept overcoming them. And I think that comes down to just what was deep inside him from the beginning. Again, the example of a mom and her persistence and her determination. And I think then when you get to the NFL and you have these high-pressure situations, you know, they might not be as hard for him as they would be for other people just because he's overcome the other challenges in his life and sort of built off of those to say, yeah, I think I can do this. I believe in it. I believe in myself. I believe in God. And those things are going to help me get through.
Paul, Marty alluded to it, and we got to hear your Notre Dame guy through and through. They face off in the big game against Ohio State on Monday. Right now, an 8-point underdog. I'm not buying it. Where do you stand on the Fighting Irish's chances to take down the Buckeyes?
I mean, absolute faith in the Fighting Irish. I can't doubt them. Is it going to be a difficult game? Of course. When you get to championship games, it always is a difficult game. They've already overachieved in the eyes of some. People didn't think they'd get this far, and they have. Georgia, Indiana, of course, Penn State. I totally have faith. And I got to give you an anecdote that's not Notre Dame, but really reshaped my whole life as a sports fan, to be candid, and it goes back to football. I am a New York Giants fan. Why that matters here is I saw my team, the undefeated Patriots, when they were their season was supposed to have ended 5, 6, 7 weeks before that, when Eli Manning threw multiple pick sixes at home against the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah,
I've
baby.
I've seen the light. I've seen the light as it comes to being a football fan. There is no way I'm doubting the Irish. Going to be rooting my heart out. I've been waiting since I've been 8 years old for them to get back to the absolute top of the mountaintop, and it'll be coming Monday night.
Paul, we're huge fans. The Sable family, legendary with the National Football League, going back to the Halcyon days with John Facenda. You have one of the dream jobs in sports. Paul Camerata, supervising producer, NFL Films Icon Series. Another part tomorrow night. It's the Kurt Warner story. Paul, thank you. Good luck to the Irish on Monday.
Thanks, fellas. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
We appreciate it. Paul Camerata, NFL film, supervising producer. I'm Marty Terrell with Tyler Levine. We're coming right back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? Today, we urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
All right, we are presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com Rocket Mortgage here as Marty and Tyler roll along here. Terrell and Levine here on Sports Overnight America, Thursday into a football Friday. All right, let's carve into these games, Tyler. We got two open segments. Fantastic. A lot of, you know, let our hair down and let it fly as we head to this just incredible weekend. This is just like, I don't know if it gets much better than this, does it? I mean, come on now. Look at this.
No, this is as good as it gets for me. I mean, I can't express how excited I am about the Bills Ravens. I think that's the easy one that people go to for what's going to be the game of the weekend. I don't think enough people are talking about what this Eagles Rams game is going to look like. I think that it's for me, an upset is brewing. McVay versus Sirianni is a huge coaching discrepancy. And I love the Rams in this spot to challenge the Eagles and potentially for us to see our first big upset of this playoffs. I'm not buying the Commanders over the Bucks. It's a huge upset. In terms of seeding, yeah, 6-3. But I think people saw that coming with a weak Bucks defense and a dynamic Commanders quarterback in Jaden Daniels. So that game is for me where we might see a team that a lot of people think are going to win the Super Bowl get knocked out.
I want to believe, I really do, I truly want to believe that you and a few others who I have spoken to, ironically, just today, in both of our circles, that just think the Rams are absolutely lying in the weeds. And I'm saying to myself, well, first of all, they're not lying in the weeds. What this team has got great talent, and like you said, the aforementioned coaching is, other than Hall of Famer Andy Reid, soon to be, you're talking Andy Reid, if he wins a third one, my Lord, he's won two already. I mean, he's on a fast track, obviously, to Canton, Ohio. But, yeah, the coaching advantage, the quarterbacking situation, a contrast. You've got a young quarterback who's very mobile. You've got an older quarterback who's taken just a boatload of hits. Where does this come from, though? Is it the fact that the Rams have just also come up with great playmakers? I mean, they're on defense. My God, their defense is like you can't the late kid hits as hard can be. So all of a sudden, you know, we get caught up in Puka. We get caught up with Kupp. We get caught up with the speedy back out of Notre Dame. We get all wound up over that stuff. And then, you know, Stafford, even though, you know, figuratively speaking, long in the tooth, he's a veteran quarterback. Where is this coming from? I think it's just people looking at it and saying, you know what? They're due. And you say, well, wait a second. They won a championship. Okay, but you know what? Here's the thing. They may be due to be healthy enough to absolutely go into Philadelphia and keep this role going. I mean, that's how I see it. So don't ignore the obvious, I guess.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, look, a huge part of winning a Super Bowl, we talk about this a lot, is being healthy, getting a little lucky, but also peaking at the right time. And what we're seeing is a young Rams defense peak at the right time. They had a terrible start to the season, much like we saw, I think it was last year. They came out of the bye week, got hot, got healthy. They can do it all. They have two elite receivers in Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua. They have a running back who is an absolute touchdown machine and just chews up yards in Kyron Williams. An experienced Super Bowl winning Hall of Fame quarterback in Matt Stafford. And an excellent coach in McVay. And when you put all of that together, that's why I feel comfortable with saying that the Rams can beat the Eagles. Do I also think the Eagles can beat the Rams? Of course. If they can find a way to just get the passing game going, what I'll tell you is this. If they throw for less than 150 yards again and A.J. Brown only has one reception, there's no way they win this game. Because if we just put the Rams as the 7 seed in that spot, there's no chance that the Rams are losing that game. I mean, keep in mind, the Eagles had a 6-point lead against the Packers in the fourth quarter with 4 turnovers. Do we think that the Rams are going to turn the ball over 4 times in this game? I don't think so. And I'm almost certain that they're going to put up more than 10 points. So, look, the Eagles they have to play well. They have to get the passing game going. You know what I mean?
No question about it. No question. Hey, turn our attention to, real quick, because Mixon now did not practice again today. He had a light walkthrough earlier this week. He did not practice today. He is going to be questionable. That means they'll go with the kid that tore up Tennessee in week 18, the Pierce kid, the Florida running back youngster. If Mixon can't go, does that to me is a devastating blow to the Texans. Let me hear.
That's it. If Mixon does not play for what he offers to that team, not only on the ground, but he's a viable, you know, pass catching running back. Look, they're just they're too banged up to for them to go into Kansas City, Marty, and to take down the Chiefs with what that stadium is going to sound like and not fully healthy. I mean, it's impossible for them to be fully healthy right now, being that they have so many injuries, Tank Dell being out. But without their star running back, that'll be it for me. Unless, which isn't a crazy thing to say, their defense just keeps Kansas City under 20 points. If the defense shows up the way that they did in the wild card round, I'm giving them a chance whether Mixon plays or not. But that's a big question against this Chiefs team on the road in the playoffs when everything's on the line.
The Texans are kind of a mercurial group. Do we realize that the momentum in that game, the absolute you can pinpoint it, was the broken play when Stroud damn near lost the ball, scrambled out of the pocket. Xavier Hutchinson did what a smart receiver does, came back to get the ball. They pick up a long first down. And you look it up, from that moment on, the whole complexion of that game between the Texans and the Chargers changed. So does Houston have a lot more momentum than we're giving them credit for? I mean, this is where I want to go. And I'm telling you, Stroud can move forward. He didn't have a little bit of a quirky sophomore jinx type of year, perhaps a little. But I think he's found himself right now. I think the Texans, look, do I think they're going to win the game? Absolutely not. I don't think they're getting blown out. I really don't.
For me, I never lost faith in C.J. Stroud at all. I mean, look at what he's had to deal with all season long. You know, guys out left and right. Nico Collins, number one receiver in the league. He goes out for multiple weeks. Tank Dell goes down for the season. Mixon was out. How much can you put on this guy's shoulders that he has to deal with? And what does he do? He comes into the playoffs and wins against a Chargers team that was favorites in their house. So do I think that the Chiefs are going to win the game? I mean, if there's a gun to my head, I'm saying yes. But look, I picked the Chargers to potentially beat the Chiefs. I said I like the Chargers against the Chiefs, and the Texans just whopped them. So who am I to say that they can't win this game? I don't think the Chiefs are invincible at all. Have they showed us anything at all at any point in the season for them being the Chiefs that we are used to over the last couple seasons? No. So I'm giving the Texans a fighting chance. Their defense is unbelievable. I mean, J.J. Watt might, maybe a little biased here, but said that's a Super Bowl winning defense, and defenses are what's going to win these games for you on the road, in the cold weather, back against the wall with nothing to lose. And they got a great head coach, man. He's going to get those guys rallied up, and I think C.J. Stroud's going to have a good game. The Chiefs are going to have to play well to win this game. If they start slipping up and don't get their offense going, watch out.
Yeah, and I think you're right about Tank Dell. When he went down, ironically, in that end zone in Kansas City, I mean, that's where he went down. So returning to the scene of a season-ending injury for him. But Mixon is listed as questionable. It's an ankle. He struggled with it earlier this year, so it looks like a re-aggravation type of thing, so we shall see. All right, quick hit on the Commanders-Lions. If we need to, we'll carry it over to the other side. But I don't know. They're playing with house money. The Commanders won a playoff game. They won a road playoff game in Jaden Daniels' rookie year. And if you want to read a great story on the transformation of the Commanders and what it means to that city, that area, and the fact that Dan Snyder is out of there, read Sally Jenkins in the Washington Post yesterday, Wednesday the 15th. It is a remarkable piece of journalism. She chronicles it perfectly. Commanders Lions, real quick. Let me hear.
I mean, I definitely want to carry this over, but I'm not saying that the Commanders won't be competitive in this game. The Lions defense is suspect. I think what the Lions really have going for them, though, is that this bye week couldn't have came at a better time. I mean, having that rest for a defense that is just going through it injury after injury after injury is huge. But facing a dynamic quarterback like Jaden Daniels might pose a lot of problems for them. And I want to hear your take on that as well on the backside of this break.
Yeah, well, like a lot of people think this could be really lopsided. There again, it could morph into a shootout because these are teams that can put up points and they can put them up in a hurry. I think it's going to be a very, very compelling game, but I think we're going to learn in the first probably two or three possessions if the Commanders don't turn it over and can put together a drive, and I mean take a little air out of the ball. They got a puncher's chance, but it's a daunting task. It just is. It is, and I tell you what, the roof's coming off that building. Not only against the Commanders, but if the Lions do what they're supposed to and win, NFC Championship game environment there is going to be crazy. We're coming back here. We'll continue on here as we roll into a Football Friday here on a Thursday night overnight. Sports Overnight America. Don't go away.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
All right, going around the NFL playoffs as we roll through a Thursday overnight into a Friday morning on a football Friday. We'll be back at it on Friday afternoon, Saturday night while the games are going on, one finishing, one starting. We'll have sports weekend. We look forward to it. All presented by Rocket Mortgage and rocketmortgage.com and by Geico Insurance, geicoinsurance.com. Well, the minute you get really excited about, well, maybe the Commanders and the Lions will hook up in a, you know, a real slobber knocker, maybe a track meet. It could happen. But you've got one of the best rushing teams in the league against a team that's really bad against the run, and that's Washington. They can't stop the run. I mean, Tampa got over 100 yards last week, and they give up 100 like it's nobody's business. And not only that, but the Lions get Montgomery back. Now, Montgomery's been out, so he's probably going to be, you know, carving back a layer or two of rust, but he's a physical specimen. And then you got Gibbs, who every time he touches the ball, look out. I mean, here he comes. I mean,
he's
almost
insane.
What, 1,500 yards rushing, another 500 or 600 catching the ball. He's put back to back to back 100 yard games together for the first time because they're using him. And they're using him perfectly. He is so, multidimensional. So I don't know. Look it. On the season, Detroit is +9 in turnovers. The Commanders are +1. So these teams have been pretty, pretty good, pretty efficient, taking care of the football, protecting the rocks. So I won't call that a wash. Advantage Detroit. Plus, just the home field. I just the overall vibe around the Lions right now. I mean, they feel like they're the team that America is adopting here. Now, am I getting this right, or do you think there's that just, I don't know. It just feels like, everyone's falling in love with this Detroit Lions story. Let me hear from you, Tyler.
I think it's impossible not to. Unless you're a Packers fan, a Bears fan, or a Vikings fan, how could you not love the Lions? I mean, they make the game fun. It's interesting. You absolutely never know who the ball is going to. I mean, you could see a lineman catching a wheel route. You could see, double laterals, golf catching passes. It's just they're fun to watch. They have just a down-to-earth, salt-of-the-earth coach in Dan Campbell, a great story behind Jared Goff, and they're a team that pretty much everybody who remembers was, they were 0-16 not too long ago. Like, I remember that. They were the laughingstock of the NFL for years and years and years, and to see an organization completely shift their culture like that is unbelievable. And it's very similar to the Commanders as well. I'll give them some credit too. I mean, they were down bad, and I mean that was their first playoff win in God knows how long. And it's just, I think that there's a very slim chance that the Lions lose this game. I think that they are. It's almost certainty that they win. I do think the Commanders can keep it competitive. But, if the Lions play a clean game, Marty, there is not a shot that the Commanders have. They are just too good. Their scheme offensively is impossible to game plan for. Ben Johnson is as good as it gets coaching an offense, and they have more than enough weapons. I mean, they can get you anywhere. I said it earlier in the year. It's not how, if the Lions are going to beat you. It's how are they going to beat you? Are they going to run for 200 yards with Gibbs and Montgomery? Is Amon-Ra going to go for 150? Is Laporta going to catch a couple touchdowns? I mean, how is it going to happen? That's really the only question. But I think this game is going to be very entertaining, and I couldn't be more excited for the city of Detroit. I mean, in terms of atmosphere, this weekend it's Buffalo versus Detroit, and I don't think there's any question about that.
Without a doubt. All right, let's. I'm glad you mentioned the coaching matchup. I mean, look what Campbell's done in Detroit, and look what Quinn has done. And don't think the Cowboys. Okay, so Quinn, he'll live. He'll go to his. He'll go to his grave. It'll be in the second paragraph of his obituary that his Atlanta Falcons team lost the Super Bowl, blowing a 28-3 lead to the New England Patriots in Houston, blah, 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 okay? Now, here's a guy that's been around, okay? And now he's the DC of the Cowboys. The Cowboys don't think enough of him to elevate him, to a absolute deserve. I deserve a second chance to coach again as a head coach. Washington sees the light. Snyder sells the team. Josh Harris-led group gets in there, takes over the Commanders. The stench is gone in Godspeed. And you got two coaches, Campbell, son of a former cattle ranching family down in rural Texas, and then goes to A&M and plays in the NFL. And then you got Quinn, who wears his hat on backwards, who looks like a guy you'd probably have a beer with on Friday night. I mean, shoot a game of pool with. You can't. This coaching matchup is about as blue collar ham and egger as I've ever seen in the NFL. Tell me about Campbell and Quinn as you see it. I think it's fascinating. I really do.
I mean, just think about this. We all remember that Cowboys defense from a couple years ago, the one that was unstoppable. It was carrying their team. They looked absolutely fantastic. I mean, the reason the Cowboys lost to the Packers in last year's playoffs certainly wasn't because of their defense. It's because of the guy throwing the ball kept throwing pick sixes left and right. And, you look at the Cowboys situation now and look at the Commanders. Look at just the camaraderie that both these teams have, that just the organizations as a whole have. I mean, it is as good as it gets. It really is, this coaching matchup. You said it best, blue collar as it could be.
It's going to be absolutely interesting. Our attention to Sunday. Let's save the Ravens Bills for last. How are you seeing Eagles Rams? We've alluded to it. They're still going to play the game. You know what this feels like to me, though? I'm not picking on Niner fans either. This feels like all the optimism I had when Brock Purdy and the Niners were going into Philadelphia, and we know what happened a couple years ago. It got ugly. Ugly. Now, granted, Purdy got hurt, tons of mistakes. That Philadelphia defense with Hassan just tearing people apart. I mean, it was just, it was ugly. This game could go that way, but perhaps not. Let me hear.
I don't think it's the Niners in that game were beyond injured, and then they ended up playing essentially without a quarterback. So, I mean, I don't want to go there. I think that if the Eagles play to their potential, there's no way they lose. But how many times have we seen that this season? I mean, you could probably count it on one hand. There have been great individual efforts. I mean, we could count, probably on both hands, you need to count how many games Saquon has went off. But for me, I mean, if you limit Saquon, it seems like you limit the Eagles as a whole. Because, I'm going to click into this Eagles-Packers game real quick, go to the box score, and just like, is 131 yards passing, 13 for 21, with an average of 6.2 yards per pass going to get it done against this Rams team? Is it? Is A.J. Brown, your star receiver, one catch, 10 yards, reading a book on the sidelines, going to beat a Rams team coached by McVay, who have won a Super Bowl recently? I mean, Stafford is an elite passing quarterback, and they have the run game. They have Puka. They have Cooper Kupp. Those guys are as good as it gets. So the Eagles' defense is going to have to play an A-plus game, and it seems like the Rams' defense, as long as they can put together, I'd even go as far as a B-minus game defensively, they're going to have a shot. I think this one comes down to a field goal. I do. I think it is a field goal as time expires. It comes down to who has the ball last. And I'll tell you what, if Sirianni tries to do something crazy in this game, if he tries to think he's slick and think he's smart and he's going to outcoach McVay, if he allows his ego to get involved here, which he just seems like a guy who does, where he's going to want to show the world, oh, you all talk about McVay as the best. He's the young stud. He's won the Super Bowl. I'll show you that I'm the better coach. If that is what he tries to do in this game, see you later. He will not have a job. The Eagles will be knocked out, and the Rams will be playing in the NFC Championship game. Saying it now.
A.J. Brown whips out the book, immediately became an instant bestseller. We all know the folderol surrounding that. I have a theory, and I want to run it by you first. Why do you think this has not gained that much traction in terms of negativity?
The owner, Jeff Lurie, the coach, Roseman, Howie Roseman, the GM, coming out and just absolutely, because I'm not buying A.J. Brown. Well, you know, I read this because it motivates me and blah, blah, blah. He was pissed off. He only had three targets. He only had, what, one catch? Or did he even have a catch? I think he had one catch.
One catch for 10 yards.
For 10 yards, yeah. So three targets the whole game. So he's clearly got his nose out of joint. He and Hurts are just polar opposites, and this isn't the first rodeo that these two have been through. I have a theory, though, but why do you think they have not made a bigger deal out of this?
They're spineless and scared. I mean, that's my theory. what else is there? I mean, it's insane that imagine. Can you just imagine, Marty, for a second? We go back
to the playoff game.
Imagine a Patriot coached by Bill Belichick in a playoff game pulled out a book on the sidelines. Just imagine what would happen. Imagine the reaction. How much longer do you think he would even be on the team, regardless of who it was? And to be honest, it would never even happen. It wouldn't even be. It's not even a realistic. I have a better chance of taking my headset off right now, walking down the block to the gas station, buying 10 lottery tickets and hitting the Mega Millions on all 10, than that happening on a Bill Belichick coach team. And the reason it happens here is because Sirianni is not respected. And I'm telling you now, the team I was just talking about is who A.J. Brown is going to be playing for next season. Him and Vrabel have played together before. Vrabel loves him. They have a great relationship. And I'm telling you now, A.J. Brown is gone at the end of the season after they lose this game against the Rams.
And that's part of my theory. I think you're right about that. I back up, though, here just a second. This is Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown pulled all this crap, you know, took his, you know, with the Bucks, right? I think it was the Bucks, right? It takes off his uniform, you know, leaves the state. I mean, the guy is just whacked. AJ Brown's nuts. The reason why they have tampered down the flames on this, because there was just a spark, and I shouldn't make fire analogies, by the way. Sorry about that. Maybe a Freudian slip there. But here's what I want to say, though. I really believe that Lurie, the owner, told Roseman and Sirianni, said, look, get this cancer out of here, but we can't do anything right now because it's going to turn into a media total, an inferno. It's going to be just going to be really, really bad, and 100%. It's going to be a huge distraction.
They can't blast
That's the only reason. And they can't blast him now. They can't suspend him. They can't waive him, because then you're going to have to – every news conference is going to get dominated by this knucklehead. But I'm with you. As soon as their season's over, it ends in the Super Bowl, or he is absolutely gone. And if he's not, then that organization
I would be shocked. I would be shocked if he's playing for the Eagles next year. There is just no way. And what you just said is exactly what it is. What else are they supposed to do other than just kind of keep it quiet? What are they supposed to just start talking about it and blasting the guy and suspending him right before they play the Rams at home in the playoffs? Because then you're dealing with the Eagles fan base saying, what are you guys doing? We want to win this game. Who cares? Who cares? It's just a wide receiver being a diva. But I think you hit the nail on the head there, and I'd be shocked if he's an Eagle next season.
Listen, we saw it in baseball. Manny Ramirez, I mean, he had glasses on that had had an MP3 player in it. An iPod. He's out in left field, okay? Out in left field playing for the Red Sox, listening to music, okay? Before a big game with the Yankees, he's down at the Yankee Hotel hanging out in the hotel lobby with one of his Yankee buddies. This is Manny Ramirez. And you know how the Red Sox used to handle it? Manny being Manny. It's just Manny being Manny. And you know, where were the other Eagle teammates? How about the guy sitting next to him on the bench?
Manny's a World Series champ, though.
Teammate,
AJ, what's AJ Brown accomplished? Where does he get off to do this? He's accomplished nothing other than just making noise. That's it. Squat.
But what I want to know, Tyler, is where's his teammates? Where did somebody want to pull him aside and say,
crazy,
what the heck are you doing? Oh, my God. But, hey, he got away with it, at least for now. But you wait. The other shoe's going to drop. All right, speaking of dropping shoes, we'll come back on this side. We'll drop a little two-minute drill at you, and then we will race to the exit and get ready for a football Friday and a sports weekend, NFL and college football on Monday night.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
All right, two-minute drill presented by Geico and Geico Insurance. A little music from the rock band Boston. Legendary Brad Delp and Tom Scholz, they were something else. That one album, oh my Lord. All right, let's get to it there, Mr. Tyler Levine. Any NBA on your radar screen? My 2 minute drill is the Boston Celtics. I'm telling you right now, this idea of them repeating, I mean, it can't be Toronto. They're all hands on deck, singing for their supper, and then edged the Pelicans, the worst team in the league, along with the Raptors, who beat them the night before. Celtics have got, what, 12 losses this year? I'm telling you right now, I don't get it. I do get it. They're not as good as people think. And trying to repeat, you got a bullseye on your back every night out, 82 games a year. Let me hear.
I think they come out of the East. I don't think there's any teams that are. I think by the end of the season, the Knicks. I mean, in terms of three man rotations, Cleveland. The Knicks rank number 1 through 7 in three man pairs for minutes played. So it's something to keep your eyes on come the end of the season with fatigue and injuries.
Yeah. If anybody's going to supplant the Celtics, I hope it's the Knicks, because I love them and I love that rivalry. I do. I got Knicks gear. I feel like I'm cheating on the Celtics, but I've always liked the Knicks. I love Madison Square Garden, but Cleveland scares me. All right, good job. College hoops. Just think, Tyler, before long, football will be in the rearview mirror. We'll get ready for the draft and the schedule release, but we are going to be all hands on deck doing college hoops here.
I'm fired up for that.
Congratulations, Iowa State blew out Kansas at Rockin'. hysterical Hilton Coliseum in Ames, Iowa. All right. Good job out of Tyler Levine. Dominic Jimenez, thanks to you. Special thank you to Paul Camerata, supervising producer, NFL Films. NFL Icon Series starts up again tomorrow night. And it is the Kurt Warner story. Look forward to it. All right, for the whole crew, I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy your Tuesday. Enjoy your Friday as we roll into a sports weekend here. And keep it here on Sports Byline. Adios.